Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. Today and all through the week, we're going to be talking about miracles and goals. And we're going to start off talking about miracles, like, what's a miracle, right? Where do miracles come from? Is there such a thing as a miracle? Do they have any relevance in the modern world? And in order to talk about it, I want to start out by making a couple of distinctions, which kind of separate what might get called a miracle from A, stuff that just happens, or B, goals that we work really hard to achieve. So the first thing is that a miracle is in the eye of the beholder. So science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke famously said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And that echoes a sentiment from, there's a 19th century book called She by writer Haggard. "Fear not, I shall use not magic. Have I not told thee that there is not such thing as magic, though there is such a thing as understanding and applying the forces that are in nature?" See, I hear that, and I hear the three principles, right? If you listen to these podcasts regularly, you know I talk in different ways about universal principles. Mind, which is the energy and intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless. Consciousness, which is that capacity within us to not only experience life, but to wake up to how that experience is being created at deeper and deeper levels. And thought, which is the sort of guiding force, the creative principle. It's the thing that makes mountains out of molehills and turns molehills back into mountains. And when we understand and apply the forces that are in nature, we have a different relationship with the miraculous. That's the value of understanding the universal principles. So when you begin to understand how something works, a few things happen. One is it becomes less frightening, right? Because you understand how it works. If you didn't understand how it worked, if you didn't understand that an eclipse was a temporary phenomenon due to the alignment of the planets, you might make up all sorts of crazy stories. And in fact, we know that less sophisticated cultures did make up all sorts of crazy stories. And maybe one day we'll look back at our culture and think the aligning of the planets was a crazy story. I don't know. I don't think so. But we'll see. So when we begin to understand how something works, it becomes less frightening. Well, what else? It becomes less unpredictable, right? There's that wonderful story, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain, where because the eclipses are predictable, he's able to convince them that he has magical powers simply because he understands how things work. And when something is less frightening, when it is less unpredictable, we're able to benefit from it more in our daily life. But, and this is a kind of cool thing, I don't think that makes it any less magical or miraculous, right? So we can dismiss miracles of ignorance. In other words, things that look like a miracle because we don't understand how they work. And we can dismiss miracles of naivete, right? Which is, again, it's somebody looks like it, as though it's a miracle because they simply don't understand how that happens. Magnetism is one of the great ones for that. It just looks so not what we expect that we think, oh my God, it's a miracle. Well, it kind of is and it kind of isn't because there is a predictable force at play. But you can still experience life as a miracle even with a full understanding of the mechanics of its unfolding. So I remember driving down the coast from Big Sur down to LA, and it was near sunset, and I remember at the time, I don't remember why, but I was thinking a lot about, well, you know, is there a miraculous, is the universe all random chance? And I remember just pulling over at a certain viewpoint and watching the sunset over the ocean, and I remember tweeting something to the effect of, if there are no miracles, then random chance got this moment so right. Right? And I think, look, despite the fact that I am well aware that I am neither viewing the chariot of the gods dashing across the sky nor a gaseous ball of flame rising or setting, I still love seeing the sunset over the mountains or the ocean. And I, on those very rare occasions when I'm up, I really enjoy seeing the sun rise, even though it's not really rising. And that's the subjective nature of miracles. Right? That's what, for me, Einstein was pointing to when he said there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. So, as an experiment, go out today and live your life as though everything is a miracle. And you can share what you find on the Inside Out community on Facebook. And I'll be back with more on this theme tomorrow. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. Talk to you then.